current state on WKAR. The classical concert season is in top gear right now with old favorites and new music coming to our area this week. WKAR's Peter Worf sat down with the Dolly Quartet yesterday to talk about their upcoming performance with the MSU Wind Symphony. They'll play Joel Puckett's work entitled Short Stories tonight at Wharton Center. We'll hear that conversation in just a moment. That's right after Peter talks with Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra music director Arye Lipsky about this Saturday night's concert, which begins with the colossal 10th Symphony by Dmitri Shostakovich.
The symphony was composed in the early 1950s, and Shostakovich seems to portray the Stalin long era of brutal oppression, tyranny, and fear. Time you hear this snare drum, you know that the Stalin is there. But then the horns and the timpani seem to fight back, and they're hammering this Shostakovich theme, and as if they are announcing, I am an individual. I will not be beaten. You'll never get me. And the defiance is remarkable.
Let's move on to the second half of the program, which begins with Tchaikovsky. And as I understand, this is a work that he really struggled with over a pretty long period of time and sort of rewriting. And you can hear that struggle and, of course, the struggle of Romeo and Juliet in the music.
Romantic beyond description. And it actually follows the storyline pretty closely.
When passionate romantic love is depicted, this is the theme.
It is. It doesn't get more passionate than that. You're right.
I'm speaking with Arye Lipsky, music director of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. Their concert, Absolute Russian, is Saturday night at the Michigan Theater, 8 o'clock in Ann Arbor. Another work that a composer, in this case Alexander Borodin, really sort of labored long and hard over is his opera Prince Igor, from which comes the Polovtsian Dances. Talk to us about this work, which also has a very famous song embedded within it.
Yes, it was used in the Broadway show Kismet, Stranger in Paradise.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise.
We're going to do a version with choir, so we are going to have a couple of hundreds of people on stage with us singing along. We're going to have a couple of the high schools here, and to get the bass sound, we'll get Measure for Measure. So what I'm really looking forward to this, and they're singing in Russian, so very proud of that.
Absolute Russian. Saturday night at the Michigan Theater with the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. Thanks to music director Arye Lipsky. Thank you.
My pleasure. Looking forward to the concert.
This is Current State on WKAR. This is Peter Wharf, and I'm speaking with the Dolly String Quartet in the lobby of the Marriott Hotel here in downtown East Lansing. Carlos Rubio, Simon Goyo, Adriana Linares, and Jesus Morales. There are only a few pieces for string quartet and orchestra, and I can't think of another piece for string quartet and wind symphony that I've heard before. Yes. But Adriana, you said you're enjoying the piece so far.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The band sounds fantastic. They're really good players, and the conductor is just great to work with. And the piece itself is just fascinating.
What is it about it that fascinates you?
To me, the orchestration, it's so interesting. We are so used to playing as a quartet alone, and just to be part of a bigger picture with all the sounds that he's able to create, the colors, the texture, it's fascinating. The percussion, the brass, it's just a huge sound. And the way he combines it with instruments, with our quartet, you can actually hear the different timbres and it's amazing because we were a little scared, you know. Right. You string quartet, you know, it's a lot. It's very thick.
Right, but the balance works great.
Works out great. He did a great job doing that and featuring the quartet in a way that we can stand on our own. And then when it happens to be at the same time, just the orchestration, it works. We're heard.
The Dolly String Quartet is, of course, a performance group, but you're all very involved in community education and the education of young musicians. One of my favorite orchestras is a very high-profile and beloved orchestra now amongst so many classical music fans, the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra. I believe that you've played in that orchestra. Carlos, you have.
Yes, I was a member of that.
Can you describe that experience of traveling, playing internationally with a group of talented young musicians at the very highest level?
Yeah, it was a phenomenal experience for me. It's been a while, you know, since I was a member there. I was a teenager, so when I joined the orchestra, so for me it was, you know, a really big deal to be able to be part of that orchestra. And it was a really phenomenal experience all around. We went to Japan, United States, Europe, and it was a learning experience. I mean, for me, growing up with that kind of training and just to be able to be in the mix of the great energy and things that were happening at that time.
There's such an enthusiasm and boosterism and relevance of classical music coming from that orchestra, that system. Does that speak to you as performers and educators?
Absolutely. I mean, to be able to excite young people and to be able to connect with them and through music, through classical music, I think if you're able to achieve that, you have succeeded as a musician and as educator and as a communicator.
Carlos Rubio, Adriana Linares, Simon Goyo, and Jesus Morales are the members of the Dolly String Quartet. They're here at Michigan State University to play with the MSU Wind Symphony, music of Joel Puckett, his short stories, tonight at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts on campus. Thanks very much for talking to us about your concert today.
For having us.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.